This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the Capricorn Adventure on this Legompo Friday. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show. I really do appreciate you, right? So, as you know, man, on a Friday, we tackle the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Behind the wheel is our resident motoring journalist, Prashirin Naidu, who this week put the Mazda a CX-60, you know, through its paces. It's slick, unmistakable Japanese, and Mazda has clearly raised the bar in comfort and seating. And also, we'll unpack that, then switch gears to chat about vehicle armoring, right? Prashirin recently, you know, toured SVI Engineering, specialist in automotive, you know, protection. And he'll weigh in on whether bulletproofing your ride is really worth it, right? Plus, we'll wrap things up with a motoring tip, not forgetting a hot jam to kickstart our weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirin. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, good afternoon, King Bash. Fantastic. And yourself and to the listeners out there. Hello.
Yes, most definitely, Prashirin. You know what? I want us to dive straight into it. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you. But let's speak about the Mazda, you know, CX-60. You know, what's it really like to drive?
So I drove the 2.5-litre all-wheel drive individual model at, and I must admit, the changes underneath the skin make a big difference. Softer springs, revised dampers give it just a more smoother, more composed ride than the outgoing model. Well, of course, there's recalibration as well with the all-wheel drive system. So steering the car, there's loads of grip in the corners. Noise levels are lower as well. Overall, quieter. That six-cylinder diesel found in the Takumi I had a while back, the diesel was amazing. This, however, for that 2.5-liter petrol, I felt, you know, it needed a bit more quick baking brush. I felt as though, and it was quite thirsty. I got about 11 meters per 100 kilometers, perhaps because the test unit was just fairly new, about 1,000 kilometers on the odometer. So, but all in all, you know, it's quite sharp handling, and I think that, you know, just a comfortable cruising character.
All right. Now let's speak about, you know, what stands out in terms of the looks inside and out. You know, is this the CX-60? Is this something that stands out?
Absolutely. Mazda's code of styling is what they call it. Gives it a very clean, upmarket appearance. You know, our car came in silver, so it looked quite eye-catching to the eye. And of course, inside, I think the dash is well put together, quality materials at its best. There's a big 12-inch infotainment screen. Mind you, there's no touchscreen. You have to use everything via a knob. Wow. That's the only thing. But you get Nappa leather seats, ventilated seats, ambient lighting, and a nice panoramic sunroof added to the mix. So just feels well built and premium altogether.
All right, now touching base on the cabin experience, how does it compare, you know, to the Japanese automakers, you know, if they've truly elevated their game or not?
So they have, they really have. The cabin is roomy. There's excellent amount of head and leg room. And that 470-litre boot space, you can pack a few good suitcases, maybe four or five, in there easily perfect. And it's meant for a family altogether. Nice plushness. There's even that, I know we always talk about music and sound, so there's a Bose sound system, which is really good. I must really say that. And just everything about it, just nice monster kit, just side mirrors, climate, infotainment screen. So it's thoughtful, but of course, for the price tag, which, you know, I'll share just briefly, but the price tag is, I think you will definitely be a little fun and bothered in that.
Oh my goodness. I was about to say it all comes down to the price tag, to the damage, Prashirin. Now let's speak a bit about that. How is that price looking, and does it stack up against its rivals?
So we're looking at about 888,000 Rand, and all models do come with a 5-year unlimited comfort warranty and service plan. For the spec and build quality, it does offer very competitive is quite competitive against the other premium SUVs. You're looking at your Volkswagen Tiguan, your Audi Q3, and those, I'll just name those German rivals, and obviously your Toyota RAV4, new Chinese entrants. I'm currently in the Moda C9, which is just, my goodness, King Bash, I'm really impressed with the Chinese on this car. But you have a lot of competition, but it does hold its weight down quite well. It's just my word, King Bash. It's the market is changing. Eh? This Lotus C9 PHEV I have right now,
yes,
it's giving me a range of 1,200 km, and it's plug-in hybrid, about R1 million. Just everything you can imagine has been fitted to it. So,
wow,
you know, if you're getting that, and I get a Chinese that are new to the market, we'll only see how they fare in the long run. But I mean, it just shows you how things are evolving over time.
But I feel like, you know, we are a market that used to be very brand conscious about everything that we buy. But looking at the roads right now, Prashuren, I see so much of, you know, these Chinese brands, and it's actually shocking. I don't even know how to put it in words, but it is actually, you cannot leave your house without seeing so many of these Chinese models on the road.
Oh, true. Legacy brands and all the other brands, I, as a journalist as well, even regarding S-cars, and you only see that sometimes the driver is just full of Chinese cars. And so it shows the quality is changing. Eh? Within the next couple of years, I do see a big, even Festival of Motoring was quite a topic of discussion. Mm. They should have called it the Chinese Festival of Motoring, because legacy brands weren't there. Mercedes, BMW, Audi, all Chinese cars, eh? All Chinese brands that have come there.
Most definitely. Now let's shift gears a bit, Prashuren. I mean, SVI Engineering, who are they? You know, what's your take on armoring a personal vehicle?
So it was quite a cool experience to go check out the place and have a tour. His name is Nicole. So he handles all the operations there. But very exciting, you know. They are probably SVI's go-to experts for bulletproof resistant conversions from, you know, just the street protection for family cars to heavy duty buckies and cash and transit bowls, all that good stuff. Touring the facility was quite eye opening. You know, I saw one gentleman, obviously low profile, I saw about 24 Raptors there, all getting armored for the mining industry. There's some people that are moving some big weight there, but before I drag on, just levels of different protection that one could get. And, you know, I think For motorists, if you're looking to, you know, get some armor into your vehicle, it's something I didn't think of myself, honestly, because you think we're always fine, but just that little bit of protection in case of anything, because, you know, gun violence, and people are these days, it's just they shoot, man, they don't think twice about it. So, and I've had several cases of that from, you know, not only Nicole, but just about how people are. So, definitely. And they are very highly reputable, SVI Engineering. And we actually, you'd show me different types of armoring. The B6 is the highest armoring level there. And there was one BMW X3 that they shot about 480 rounds at to test the armoring of the car. Not one bullet actually managed to get through, from what I remembered it to be. So, it was quite remarkable, eh? The testing facility they have there. Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, wow. Maybe when we get richer one day, Prashuren, that is something we need to consider.
Yeah, armoring our Porsches.
Most definitely. Before we wrap it up, Prashuren, please do share your motoring tip of the week and drop your feel-good hot jam for the weekend.
Thank you, King Bash. So if you're shopping for a new SUV, take time to drive different engine options back-to-back. The CX-60 does show how character can change between trims. So pick the one that best suits your driving style and running cost expectations. And that's enough with a song called Lemon with Rihanna and Nerd.
Thank you so much, Prashuren. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.